Good Thursday morning, everybody, and welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC Radio. I'm Pat Powers, being joined today with Nay Carr, who is a conservation officer with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources for both Hamilton and Hardin counties. And Nate, very good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you along this morning. Let's talk about this wonderful time of season. Summer officially arrives coming up on Sunday, but they're saying rain in the forecast, but there'll be some nice days for sure. We're talking one of the pastimes of summer, and that is all about boating. Things people need to know about when it comes to boating.
Yeah, there's always a number of reminders we like to, of course, remind people of. As the temperatures warm up and our water temperatures increase and people start getting out on boats and enjoying that recreation a lot more. It has been kind of a cool, wet spring so far, or maybe early summer. But that's always quick to turn around as we get closer to July. So different things to keep in mind. Of course, registration's an easy one. Look at the side of your boat. Make sure you're registered. Any vessel on public waters has to be registered, even down to a rowboat. So any vessel has to have that. The only exceptions are inflatable vessels that are 7 feet or less in length, and then canoes and kayaks that are 13 feet or less in length and don't have a motor or a sail on them. So if it doesn't meet one of those exceptions, need to have registration on there. There's a number of safety equipment items that are required on each boat. So the one that we always check for are life jackets. So every vessel has to have at least one U.S. Coast Guard approved and wearable type 1, 2, 3, or 5 PFD on board. So a PFD is just personal flotation device, or a life jacket is what we commonly call them around here. So make sure you have one wearable life jacket for every person on board. So if it's a kid, it needs to be a youth life jacket. An adult has to have an adult life jacket. That is the same for canoes and kayaks on the river. If you're out there, you need to have a life jacket on board your vessel. If somebody is on your boat and the boat's underway and they're under the age of 13 years old, they need to be wearing their life jacket, anytime that boat's in motion. So make sure they're wearing theirs just for an extra safety precaution. Another PFD requirement is that any boat that's 16 feet or longer has to have a Type 4 PFD on board. So a Type 4 is one of those square cushions that you see people sit on most of the time. Make sure you have one of those on board as well if it's 16 feet or longer. Also, if it's 16 feet or longer, you're required to have a horn or a whistle on board. So most boats are equipped with some kind of horn anyway, so make sure that's working, because usually that's one of the first things to go out on a boat. If it's not working, just go pick up a whistle or a blowhorn. Something that you can easily replace that with and have just to meet that requirement. And one other piece of safety equipment that we're going to be asking about is a Type B fire extinguisher. So if you have a outboard motor of 10 horsepower or greater than 10 horsepower, you need to have a Type B fire extinguisher on board.
Because you never know what happens there, Nate, when... For boat safety, make sure you have that extinguisher handy, and most importantly, never leave never forget that device that you have for safety, that floater that you know what I'm talking about.
That, yeah, yep, that Type 4. So all that stuff, mm-hmm. Is required for a reason, and is required by the U.S. Coast Guard, and we like to just double check. Worst case scenario, you have that stuff on board. So better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
What have you seen for boat safety so far this season there, Nate, here in our area?
Around here, on the rivers, we see a lot of canoers and kayakers. And so generally we see fairly high compliance with people having a life jacket on board. But it's not uncommon to run into folks without some of that required equipment as well. So it's always something we're trying to educate people and get them up to speed on. And I guess while we're on the life jacket discussion, a couple other easy things. If you're operating a jet ski, you are required to wear a life jacket regardless of age. And if you're being towed behind a vessel, like on water skis or something like that, you're also required to be wearing a life jacket, or even on a tube being towed behind a boat. Regardless of age, you're required to wear a life jacket during that time. And if you're operating a boat that's towing somebody behind it, you have to have a observer on the boat. So somebody who's responsible age and able to communicate with the driver. So you need to have that in addition to an operator. You need to have an observer on the boat watching to communicate when that person's maybe tipped over or there's another boat in the area or different things of that nature. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be out late past sunset, make sure you have navigation lights on your boat as well. So that's something I've been running into a little bit here lately on a couple of lakes here in central Iowa, is not having proper navigation lights past sunset. So from sunset to sunrise, you have to have working navigation lights on your boat. So that's going to be that red and green light up at the front of your boat and a white light in the back that's visible from 360 degrees. And those do make a huge difference when you're driving a boat on the lake at night, as far as being able to identify other boats out there in what direction they're traveling.
Mm-hmm. And so far, so good. The river stages in our area too, probably nothing too big at this point, but kind of a dry spring so far. From what have you had? Have you noticed that too? Or
yeah, they're flowing pretty good. I wouldn't say they're too high necessarily, but we had a pretty good rain a couple days ago,
right?
And so that's got the rivers up and flowing pretty good. So kayakers have already been enjoying it. There hasn't been much reason to get out and drag, which is, something that we'll probably see later in the summer, usually when it starts to dry up and the levels go down. But right now they're flowing good, so it makes for a pretty quick float.
Since we're still talking about things aquatic, let's talk about fishing briefly. So what have you noticed here locally around here from the lakes, from all these fishermen and women that you've spoken with?
Yeah, the fishing's been pretty decent here locally. So, over at Pine Lake, there's been a pretty decent crappie bite for mm-hmm. folks. The size isn't overly big by any means, but some folks have been getting on the water and catching a decent amount of crappie. Over at Briggs, we had cops and bobbers not too long ago during the free fishing weekend, and the kids did pretty well that morning. We had great weather for it, but they pulled out a wide variety of fish, a lot of bass, a lot of bluegill, green sunfish, a couple of catfish, and one perch I think we saw
mm-hmm.
come out that morning. So there's a pretty good variety that the kids were able to pull out just using worms and bobbers and maybe a few lures here and there.
I believe there were about 40 individuals taking part in that fishing contest that they had early this month there at Briggs Woods, all part of this DNR-sponsored free fishing weekend.
Yeah. It was at least that many. They had a really good turnout. Yeah, I'm sure Hamilton County has the numbers for that. But they had one of their best turnouts yet. So they had there was a lot of kids there that participated and got to go home with different prizes at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Anything else you have for us this morning there, Nate, for the great outdoors this time of year? Just be safe, I presume, with the boating, and also enjoy your fishing.
Yep. Just remembering some of those basic rules that go with boating. It's also important to keep in mind, like operating a vehicle.
Right.
You can't operate with BAC of 0.08 or higher when it comes to, consuming alcohol. Same goes with boat. You can't operate a boat with blood alcohol content of 0.08 or higher.
Right.
And so typically, alcohol, boating, don't mix well.
True.
Those effects can get enhanced between, with the heat and the wind out there and boat chop. So for both passengers and operators, just something to keep in mind is that mm-hmm. alcohol consumption.
And, Dad, we got bad news for you because of this coming Sunday. The way it sounds, we have a chance of rain in the forecast. So sorry about your fishing and boating experience for your big day coming up on Sunday, but maybe some more nice weather coming up by sometime early next week. Do you have anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Carr?
No, that'll be good. Thanks for having me.
Very good. We'll do this again next month. Again, Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR on KQWC. I'm Pat Powers.